Indians and White Sox starting a series in Cleveland Friday. Corey Kluber, second start since coming off the DL. He was generally sharp, but the White Sox got to him in the top of the third. Todd Frazier stepped to the plate with the score tied up at one, with first and second and two down.
Another broken bat. Another hit.
Let's see.
Coming around third. Abreu's going to try to score, and he will. Zimmer lost his footing. And the White Sox take a 2-1 lead. The 0-1. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball. Dead center. Way back. Home run, Encarnacion. Oh, my. That was through the trees and maybe to Heritage Park. The 0-2. Right back to it. Struck him out on three pitches. Kluber has fanned eight tonight.
Petrichka checks second the pitch. Swung on, a shot to right. Down the line it goes. Fair ball into the corner. On his way to second is Chisinau. Heading home is Robertson. Pulling up at third is Ramirez. And there's another big RBI hit from Lonnie Chisinau.
Jan Gomes, line drive, base hit, left field. Scoring is Ramirez. Right on his heels is Lonnie Chisinau. It's a two-run single for Gomer, and the Indians blow it open with three here in the eighth.
The big two-run home run by Edwin Encarnacion leads the Indians to a 7-3 win over the White Sox on Friday. Jose Abreu left the game for the White Sox after getting hit by a pitch on his left knee. It's a good start to the six-game homestand for the Indians, picking up a 7-3 win on Friday over the White Sox. Here's Indians manager Terry Francona.
You know what? I thought he was good. I think, what, he had eight strikeouts and a couple walks. And there was some traffic, but it seemed like when, you know, runners got on, he went to his breaking ball, his curveball, really effectively. You know, he made pitches when he had to. And when he's in there, it's we're down or it's close the whole way, so there wasn't any wiggle room for him. It go to Andrew, and it allowed us to get the tack on runs.
And the trip, you're kind of looking for ways to get Andrew and Cody in there. Just how nice is it to have this type of game where you're able to leverage?
Yeah, that's not the funnest thing, is to knowing that they need to pitch regardless of the score. Much rather them be tired because they're pitching too much because we have leads.
Cody doesn't need a lot of help behind him with that play that Zimmer made, throwing him out.
You know, I mean, at the time, you know, that was kind of a long inning anyway, and it was a great throw. I mean, one is down where runners can't advance, and it had so much on it. I think the infield was a little slick, which probably helped, but it was a really good throw.
That was
nice at bat. 0-2 to fight for a walk, which at the time is a huge run for us. You know, just, I don't know, it was fifth inning, but playing tied is a heck of a lot better than being down.
With two outs, Carlos gets the walk, and then Edwin kind of does what you guys brought him.
Yeah, that was nice. That's nice for him. I mean, and us, but to see him come up in that situation and kind of, you know, like you said, do what we got him here to do. It's nice. I was happy for him.
Corey Kluber put together another good start since returning from the DL, going six innings of three-run ball, two walks, eight strikeouts to pick up his fifth win. Here's Kluber on his performance.
Yeah, you know, obviously good defensive plays are helpful to get you out of an inning. You know, I think that the obviously throwing out a guy at home anytime is going to save you a run, but I think the play by Kip also, I mean, if he doesn't make that play, they score another run, and, you know, I think that kind of makes the climb a little bit steeper to get back into it.
How'd you feel with the week off there coming in?
It's all fine. You know, my fastball command wasn't great tonight, but I mean, if you look back at it, they really hit one ball hard the entire night. You know, a couple bloops, a couple broken bats, ground balls. I mean, those are the kind of things that, you know, you can't really control as a pitcher, but you know, like I said, just trying to keep the team in it, and you know, we put together. I thought Zimmer had a really good at bat there in the fourth, yeah. And then obviously Edwin put a really good swing on that ball.
With Edwin, I mean, you know, he had the slow start. It seems like almost every year in his career, kind of getting going here. When you see a swing like that in that situation with two outs, just how much of a lift does that give?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just because he had a slow start, like you said, I mean, he's done it numerous times throughout his career, put up the numbers he's put up, so it's not, you know, I don't think we ever panicked or, you know, we're doubting what he's capable of. I think that there's a reason that he's done it as consistently as he has for as long as he has. And, you know, for some guys are quick starters, some guys are slow starters, but I think throughout the course of the year, if you stay consistent, you know, guys usually kind of fall into the area where they are.
You mentioned Zimmer's that walk that the bases loaded. How impressive you've been with him just since he's been up, you know, his game all around?
Yeah, yeah, like you said, all around. I mean, that was a good at bat. He's had a lot of good at bats. Obviously, you can see, you know, the way he runs the bases is pretty impressive. It's almost like he's gliding around the bases, and then he's played good defense too.
There was a lot of talk over this last week about, you know, trying to get you guys back to playing the way you can.
Mm-hmm.
Was it nice? This game kind of felt like the brand of baseball you guys can't play. Was it nice to kind of?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that, you know, maybe we can use tonight as kind of a starting point to continue to play that way, like you said. You know, I think that we could probably all come to the conclusion that we haven't played what we wanted to so far. But, you know, it's not like we've taken ourselves out of anything. So I think that, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world to get a reminder every now and again that, you know, go out and play the right way and good things happen.
The homestand continues for the Indians on Saturday with Josh Tomlin taking the ball against David Holmberg of the White Sox.